Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
You're going to bring the Lamborghini out here?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm going to have to, man. You know, you have those toys. You have to enjoy them. You know, I'm not gonna. Let me tell you something. I'm done with baseball. I'm not gonna be driving a Lamborghini. I don't need that anymore.
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode number 174 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media, and it's time to welcome in a familiar face. Although he's got an old / new uniform for the first time ever, I am wearing a Dodgers hat while introducing Miggy Rowe. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot of ground to cover with you. First of all, Rosie. Dude, I mean, are you working at a shoe shop in the off season I didn't know about?
No, man, this is my new shoe room, man. I was really excited to cover the first episode in this room with you because I actually built it to be here talking to you. I'm gonna miss it because I'm gonna be moving. Where my season is going to be this year, but I'm really excited about that. But I am glad that we're going to record one right here so the people can see the new.
Well, if you just want to keep showing it off, we could just record an episode every day and then we can break down a new pair of kicks.
That would be amazing, man. You know that I like that. I like to show the people that what are my latest.
All right. So how many pair of shoes do you have behind you?
That's around 160 something. So we're getting to the point that are getting closer to 200. I'm pretty excited because the collection is growing and it's looking good. You know, I have the I even doesn't have like that many boxes to put the shoes on. So I'm waiting on the boxes to get here because I need to order it with time. So really, really excited about how it's looking right now.
Okay, at the end of the show, just keep in mind you can pick out your favorite pair right now and show it off to the people that are watching on our YouTube channel. So we'll save that for a little bit later, okay?
Sounds good. I like that idea.
You did mention you're going to be moving, at least for your work. How shocked were you got traded?
Well, the thing is, like, you know, we as humans, we are living in this society now that everything is on social media before it actually happens, you know. A lot of that stuff is rumors, you know. I've been hearing a lot of rumors. I was hearing a lot of rumors before this trade actually happens, you know, to a couple of different teams. Boston, I guess he was involved. Obviously, the Dodgers throughout the years. I've been hearing about, like, the interest of them, like, to get me, you know. And I mean, I always was the everyday shortstop for the Marlins, and I thought for the Marlins to get what they want to get in return, they have to keep me at the position, you know, being the everyday shortstop. Going somewhere else to do something different before, it didn't make that much sense. But for this at this time of my career and at this time of my time with the Marlins, I feel like it was the move that is supposed to be made, you know. And I wasn't shocked because I mean, a lot of things going on with the organization here and bringing new players, bringing new people. But at the end of the day, I'm super happy with the new opportunity that I'm gonna have to go back to LA and having the opportunity to be in this part of my career where I can still contribute. For a winner, man, and winning a championship is my ultimate goal, and wanting to do it here in LA is gonna be amazing.
Okay, there's a lot to peel back here. So the Marlins did not call you to let you know that you had been traded.
Yeah. They called me, but you know, you always find out about the rumors before
it
actually happens. You find out before with the rumors on social media, and I mean, you start getting text message from friends. You know, like, I'm not on social media 24/7. You know, like, checking for what is being said. I got a call from Kim before the trade went down, and she wanted to let me know that, I mean, trade talks were ongoing, And she didn't want me to figure out through social media, but it was all over already. You know, like I got my agent called me to my house. You know, I got another agent that is here locally in Miami coming to my house to actually be in person while the negotiation and the things were going. And one thing that I can say, I wasn't alone. You know, I was with my people, the people that I need to actually. Let them know what's going on. And a lot of friends reach out, a lot of people who cares about me reach out about the trade, about the possibility of me going back to LA. People sad and upset about me not being in Miami anymore. But at the end of the day, man, is you can't do anything about it. You know, this is business. And I mean, you just go to wherever someone wants you, you know? And that doesn't mean that the Marlins didn't want me. It's just, you know, the opportunity that presents for them and for the Dodgers to get better, you know?
All right, well, let's talk about the positives. You are going to a team that has made the playoffs 10 straight years. I mean, when you were with them, they were making the playoffs. They haven't missed since then.
Right.
What did Andrew Friedman and or the Dodgers brass tell you about your role?
Yeah, I mean, the role right now is to be in the mix and in the infield part, you know, like I'm going to be playing all over the place in the infield. I'm going to be in shortstop. I'm going to be at third base. I'm going to be at second base, and I will be ready to play first base as well. But we know we have a player at first base that he doesn't like to DH. I know that for a fact. He plays every single day. He posts every single day, you know, and that's something that I really appreciate. And I can't wait to play with Freddie because I actually have a little conversation with him last year about, you know, about creating a culture that players want to play every single day, you know, and they don't want to come out. They don't want to DH. They don't want to do anything else. They want to be there every single day if they're healthy, you know, and nothing is like nothing bad is happening to them. They want to be there. So I'd be available, you know, to play first as well. But I mean, second, short and third, everybody knows that my original position, and I've been working so hard to stay in shape to be a shortstop at 34, you know, and I feel that I can handle the position every single day if I need to. But at the end of the day, I'm just coming to this clubhouse and to this culture with the Dodgers to contribute on whatever they need me, you know? And I know I can play all three different positions.
Yeah, it's a little tricky for you, I would suppose. In Miami, you were the veteran leader, right? There might have been some other guys, but this has been your team for several years now.
Right.
Especially since you guys turned it over and went so young. Once you traded Giancarlo and Yelly and all those guys, right? In LA, you're getting into a clubhouse where, you know, well, Kershaw's been there forever, obviously. Dave Roberts has been in place. Mm-hmm. You know, Freddie Freeman, this is his second year, but he's a veteran. Mookie Betts has now been around for several years in Los Angeles. Do you have to kind of figure out what your role is leadership-wise?
Well, to be honest with you, I already reached out to a couple guys that I think I can help, you know. They have a young phenom that is going to be part of the mix as well. I'm understanding Miguel Vargas. He's Cuban. He's living in Miami, and we already have been in touch because he reached out and he said he wants to work with me on defense. So that's the kind of things that you don't have to show up to the clubhouse and show up your leadership. People will notice if they've been paying attention, you know. And for me, that's the kind of leadership that I want to bring to the clubhouse. Lead by example and actually be there for the teammates that wants my help at any point and at any circumstances, you know. So I've been in contact with him. I've been in contact with a catcher that is in the organization that is a big prospect from Venezuela, working out here in Miami as well. And Diego Cartaya reached out to me as well. You know, I'm gonna be actually working with those kids and being able to help them in any way that I can. And I mean, I just want to make us better, you know. I just want to be able to walk in that clubhouse and fit in to whatever they do, you know. I don't want to be, you know, like someone that comes to the clubhouse thinking that my leadership or that's going to be my role. that's not what I want to do. I want to be the same Mickey Rowe that has been playing baseball for the last 10 years and actually help however I can and have a lot of fun, man. I want to have fun this year with those guys. They seem to have a lot of fun when they play the game and when they win games. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to just fit in with all that energy that they bring in Dodger Stadium with the fans and all that, and just walk into that vibe, you know?
This isn't to rip on the Marlins organization at all. It's going to be nice to be playing in front of 35, 40,000 people every night where every game is seemingly meaningful. You're going to be playing 13 games against the San Diego Padres, which we know are just going to be lit. You get to rekindle a rivalry, at least for you personally, Dodgers, Giants.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, Miggy. The last few years have been tough. It's been tough. I mean, you made the playoffs one time in Miami, and that was in a pandemic shortened season. How nice is it knowing you're going to the ballpark where every day means something?
Yeah, I even said it in my last post on Instagram. I put something about the fans in Los Angeles. They really care and they really show up every single day. Probably not the same people every single day. We got new fans every day. And when my time was there in 2014, I didn't enjoy all of that because I was so consumed about something else. You know, I was trying to prove a name for myself. I was trying to actually stay in the big leagues. I didn't know if I was going to be just like filling a hole while Juan Uribe was getting healthy or Henry Ramirez was getting healthy. Then I ended up staying the whole time over there during that year. And even in the playoff, and I didn't enjoy 45,000 every single day. You know, I didn't realize that it happens, and I took it for granted, kind of. You know, that there were so many fans on the stands every single day, at home, on the road, everywhere. The Dodgers fans were showing up, and I can't wait to actually go back and like understand that that's something that it means a lot to an organization and to a player because I miss it, man. I miss that. I miss that energy. I love playing in Dodger Stadium as a visitor as well, because every time you go there, I mean, it's entertainment, you know?
So did you hear from, I imagine you heard from Andrew Friedman or whomever, you know, what portion of the leadership called you. Did you hear from any players when you got traded?
Yeah. I mean, as of now, it's been just, the two kids that I mentioned, you know, Vargas and this other prospect. But what I did was the first thing that I did when I got an opportunity after I talked to Freeman and trainers because of the thing on my wrist and all that stuff, I reached out to Clayton Kershaw. He's the only one there in that clubhouse that he played with me in 14. And I mean, we created this bond that is going to exist forever. That is only a no-hitter in the big leagues happened with me playing at third base. I just wanted to tell him that I can't wait to play behind him. I always say that Clayton Kershaw has been the best left-handed pitcher that I play behind. Before the pass of Jose Fernandez, I thought Jose Fernandez was the best right-handed pitcher that I play behind. And now I have to say the same thing about Sandy Alcantara. You know, I enjoy playing behind Sandy Alcantara last year and things like that. You're always going to evolve. But for me, playing behind Kershaw is going to be one of the things that I always going to remember from 2014. And I'm going to have the opportunity to do it again 10 years after. Man, this is just a blessing. You know, I reach out to him and I send him a picture of a bottle that he gave us all the team a bottle of scotch that have an inscription, thanks for having my back. And I sent him a picture of that and I told him, hey, Kirch, it's time to do this again. So some little things that for me are important, you know, and hopefully when I get there, I get to meet so many people in person, you know, because I play against a bunch of them. But I'm looking forward to meet them on an everyday basis, man.
Those of you that are joining us on the YouTube portion of the program can see that there is a wrap or maybe a soft cast on Miggy's right hand. Are you going to be ready for spring training?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. 2 weeks, well, 9 days now from today, I'm going to be removing this and I'm going to be doing all the baseball activities that I need to do. What happened with this new thing that I have to do? We found a little extra piece of bone that was growing on my wrist. So they have to take it out because it was kind of bothering me to swing the bat. Didn't actually like restrict me from hitting, but I didn't want to start a season with a pain, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been playing through pain before and I know how it is. And I don't think early January is a time to hit through pain, you know. So for me, it was necessary to take care of this right now so I can be 100% and fully healthy for WBC first. Well, first spring training, WBC, and then to play for the Dodgers the whole year.
So you still want to do your WBC thing for Venezuela? I know that that's been big on your mind. Where do we stand with that?
It's pretty important, man. For me, it's I feel proud from where I come from, and all the people that knows me knows that I'm extremely happy for an opportunity to be selected, at least to be part of the mix, you know. I don't know what the team is going to look like just yet, you know. They're going to have to give this final roster. And obviously, we're waiting on to see if my wrist is going to be 100% ready for mid-February when they need to actually decide what player are going to be on the team. But at the end of the day, man, I don't take this opportunity and that chance to represent my country light, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to represent my country. I actually feel a lot of pride for where I come from, the people that support me. And I mean, all the organization is being supportive as well when I express them that I want to play there. And I know for a fact that I'm going to put the team first always. If I'm not feeling great, if I'm not feeling good to go there, I'm not going to go. But as of now, I feel 100% convinced that I'm going to be healthy.
Let's talk about the other side of the trade. You're leaving an organization that you have been a huge part of and a community that you have ingratiated yourself and your family into. How tough is it going to be to just leave Miami, your playing home, for the last 8 years?
Yeah, you just said it. I've been playing home this whole time, you know. That's how I feel here in Miami. I feel at home. Home away from Venezuela, which is a country that I grew up and I had all my family there. But at the end of the day, Miami gave me an opportunity to raise my children and have my own house, you know, and have an opportunity to develop as a, not just as a player, but as a human, you know, in this community, helping a lot of people, not just through my game, but through the foundation. The Marlins Foundation helped me a ton, you know, helping people from different countries, especially Venezuelans coming into United States for the first time and adjusting to a new culture, helping guys getting a scholarship, helping kids playing baseball when they got to United States. So it means a lot to me what I was able to do here in Miami. And I'm not looking to stop that, you know. I'm looking to continue to build a legacy here in Miami with my time that I have in the off season, and I want them to know that this is home for me, you know. Regardless of what happened with my career and where I go, the 8 years that I spent with the Marlins organization made me not just the player that I am right now, but the person as well, you know. Having an opportunity to go from one ownership to another and be stable, you know, for so many years in one organization, make me feel good, because not a bad person or not a people that don't care about a project or about something is keep for that long, you know. And for me, playing for that long in an organization like the Marlins, I feel proud of that, and it always gonna have a place in my heart. That people who knows me knows that it's special, and I always gonna consider my time in Miami a bless, because there's nothing better than play at home, you know. Because when you're playing at home, you have the opportunity to see your kids grow, take your son to school. You don't miss any time, but it's time for me to move on, you know, and go to a place where professionally I feel like I'm going to have an opportunity that every player wants, which is winning, you know, and have fun. And winning is the bottom line of every sport. And whatever you do in sports, you want to win. And that's exactly what I feel I want to do right now.
How are you going to do your living situation with your family?
No, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Like we always talk in these episodes, is you know, organic, and you know, it's so good for the fans to know that it's not easy, you know, to make this move. And actually, when they call you, they ask you because they care about you. You know, they ask you if you're okay moving to a different city to play for a different team, away from your family, and to take a different role. You know, because I'm probably not gonna be, you know, the everyday shortstop, but I live that already. You know, I live my dream is not just to play shortstop anymore. You know, my dream is to accomplish something bigger for the team, for a city, for fans, you know, and leaving all my family behind. That's the sacrifice that you have to do to be able to do that. They're not going to move with me because my son is in school here in Miami. Like we say, this is actually home for us. And we're going to do what other baseball players do, you know, like I'm going to go by myself to LA. And like I said, I won't be alone because my agents are from there. They're going to be visiting me in different cities. And we know we're going to figure a way out to be together as much as we can.
So do you need a room to stay in? I mean, I'm not that far from the stadium. It's up to you.
I told you as soon as this trade happened, I text you, hey, I might need a room over there to stay with you. So.
Yeah. I don't wanna. I mean, we have a friends and family discount that we'd be more than happy to apply to you. Probably even a John Boy code. You know, if you use the code word Rose, you'll probably even get 5%.
You got 5% discount. Something. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
We can talk. We can talk about it offline for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're happy. Yeah. We don't, you know, you could probably use our son's car when he's done with school, you know, because, you know, we could use a rotating car basis too.
We can, rotate cars. I will cheap mine and you can use mine too.
Oh yeah. Well, hold on here. You're going to bring the Lamborghini out here?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm going to have to, man. You know, you have those toys. You have to enjoy them. You know, I'm not going to, let me tell you something. I'm done with baseball. I'm not going to be driving a Lamborghini. I don't need that anymore. After I'm done with baseball, it's over, man. You know, you're going to have to, I feel like you live your life while you can, you know. You have your little things that you want to have and all that, but you have to be smart and make sure that all the stuff that you have, you're not going to have it forever, you know?
So seriously, what do? You going to ship your car out?
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on. I'm shipping my car to Arizona. I'm actually going to the Fan Fest. I'm pretty excited. All the fans are looking forward to see you there. February 3rd and 4th. I'm not sure if it's going to be both days at Dodger Stadium or I'm going to be doing some community work, but all the people in LA, I'm super excited to see you guys over there. At that time, I'm going to be going to LA for those couple of days and maybe I stay there for an extra day. And then I'm going straight to Arizona to the complex. It's time to get ready. It's time to start working on more baseball activities. And if I want to be ready for the WBC and all the stuff that I want to do, I need to start working now.
You're going to try and sneak in a Lakers game, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to be in a Lakers game for sure. Yeah. Hopefully they can help me with some tickets and good passes. But I'm going for sure.
Hey, man, if you get a free ticket, just saying, if you need to drive, you know. Somebody drive here or whatever.
I'll let you know for sure. I'm not gonna go by myself. I tell you that.
Oh, that's okay. there's probably a few guys on the team who want to go. And I understand. Let's create those bonds. You and I can
we'll do
dinner or something. This will be not, I can't tell you the number of people who texted me or, you know, hit me up on Twitter about, hey, you and Miggy Rowe, we're going to do some live, together episodes of the, I was like, yeah, I mean,
we're going to have to. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be together. I'm looking forward to find a place right there next to you. And I will give you a number 11 Dodgers jersey. Let's do
that. Is that what we're doing? We're going to do 11 there, huh?
Yeah, we're going to do 11. The 19 is retired. I couldn't wear it when I was a rookie either. I wore number 72, and I'm glad that I did it, because that's going to be a number that is going to be hanging up in my wall for forever. You know, I will never forget that number 72 was my rookie year.
That was amazing. They were like, who's the offensive lineman that we signed, number 72?
Yeah.
That's good. Before we get out of here, you want to pick a pair of shoes? And
let's do it.
Okay, good.
Let me see. Oh.
All right, while he's going back there, I've got a pair of shoes that I'm going to show him, too. He doesn't know about our special ones.
Oh,
what do you got?
Here's a pair that it came out in 2022, right? Last year. And they're looks like the original Jordan 1 Chicago, right? But they call it Lost and Founds. Have a really special kind of thing right here. Like, it's kind of like the shoe is being lost for a long time in a box, you know? And you just found it. And the look of the shoe is really cool. And I think it was a shoe of the year last year in 2022.
And what do those run?
The Jordans. Huh?
How much are those?
Not that bad. Actually, like $500 bucks. I just like them a lot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not here to one-up you. You know that last year I got my first pair of J's, right? The low J's.
Yeah.
Well, for the holiday season, none other than our own producer, Rob Scirocco, got me a pair of... Now, they're not only just your... They're
custom.
Custom-made.
Custom, yeah.
Look.
Whoa.
Rose Rotation.
Oh, my God.
Baseball Today. Even has my little avatar on there.
Your face and everything. Wow. Man, you made it. Have you worn yet?
Now, here's the thing. And I've asked other people. What I don't feel like I can wear them out.
Of course, you have to. I mean, be careful with, you know, I don't want you to working out on them because, I mean, the pain can go, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to work out on them.
Exactly. But you can wear them out, you know, to walk around and, you know, take some pictures.
Okay. The problem is it's been raining so much out here that
I was just there. I was just there this last couple of days, and it was freezing and raining. You know?
I know. Don't worry. The climate hasn't changed that significantly since you were last
since I was there.
Yeah, oh, it's not like it's going to be Minnesota in April. You'll be fine.
No way.
You'll be fine. No. Listen, man, I'm so happy that we were able to do this. I know I was bothering you and your world was spinning out of control last week. So I do appreciate you making some time. And I'm sure it's everything. It's exciting. It's scary. It's nerve-wracking. It's makes your heart jump. There's a whole bunch of emotions here. So whatever we can do here with the Rose family
and
our John Boy Media family to make your transition back west a little easier, you let us know, okay?
No, it's been amazing, the support that I received from you guys, you know. I mean, Jake, Jimmy, all of the guys, thank you for supporting, you know, like liking, tweets, you know, liking pictures that I've been posting, little comments on Instagram or Twitter, that makes the transition so much easier and so much better, you know, and enjoyable. And I can tell you something, and I can tell all the fans something. I've been missing this feeling of I want to go back to the field and play, you know, because I feel like I'm going to have a lot of fun, like I said, and I can't wait to do it in front of the Dodgers fan again, because like I said, I feel like I have a little bit of regret of my time over there because I didn't enjoy, you know, walking into the ballpark every single day. And I'm not going to take it for granted this time that I'm playing in front of all the fans in LA. So Looking forward to see you guys in Fan Fest. I'm pretty excited about being in Dodger Blue again.
Well, let's make an appointment to during Fan Fest to get together or something. All right,
let's do it for sure.
Okay. Awesome. Our amazing shoe salesman, the one and only Robbie Scirocco, and old/new Dodger Miguel Rojas. I am Chris Rose. We'll see you next time on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.